Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick, I'm your host, and welcome to Season 9. After a little bit of a pause and some pretty strong, encouraging response, we continue. Why do I do this podcast? I do this podcast to help you become a much more intentional communicator, clear and concise, person who thinks before they speak. And in this podcast, I really want you to think about very specific areas during your day where you can use some of the things that you learn here to your advantage to help you, certainly, but more importantly, the people around you. And the last episode, I contemplated or asked if what you thought, if I should continue the podcast or not. 8 seasons seem like a long time. And I certainly like doing the podcast, so it wasn't because I didn't want to do it. And I put it out and I got some really nice response, some very encouraging words from my listeners, from you. And I really appreciate you telling me what you think about the podcast. And I'm going to continue down the path. I'm not going to change anything significantly other than the frequency. So instead of it being every week, it'll be every other week. There are plenty of past episodes that you can go back and listen to if you'd like to remind you, to encourage you, to direct you. But I think that every other week is probably a better cadence. And I'm also underway starting a newsletter on LinkedIn, and I'll leave that in the show notes. It's also called Just Saying, and the topics sometimes are the same, sometimes they're different. And I'm going to alternate. Like this week we'll have a podcast, and then next week there'll be a newsletter release on Monday, and so on and so forth. So that community is growing, and I would encourage you to go on LinkedIn and subscribe to that and share that with people that you know. And it's the same content. It's just obviously not a podcast. It's a newsletter, but the format and the logic is pretty similar. Just me thinking and making suggestions and comments and giving you tips and techniques to help you rise above. So here we are back, Season 9, pretty excited. And I took a pause over the Christmas holidays, over New Year's, to think about what was the next step. And here we are. And as fate would have it, the topic of this week's podcast is being the master of the pause, that there's power in momentary pause, that we can be the master of that. And these are quick moments of quiet. And what I mean is just a pause, like not, you know, days of pause. I'm talking about seconds. And it was inspired actually by an Instagram reel that I saw that I'll play here for you momentarily. And pausing is important because we run around during the day from thing to thing and we don't stop or we don't choose to stop. There's the momentum of the noise of our life propels us through the day where it's very, very hard to be intentional because we can't stop. We don't feel like we're going down this incline 100 miles an hour and it's slippery and you're just like, where am I going to stop? Like, how can I possibly pause during the day? It seems unrealistic to me during many occasions to be able to do that. And I think this is the big point of the book, Quiet Works, is that quiet does work, but we have to give it a chance. And I'm much more practical and encouraging than theoretical. So when I think of quiet, I don't think of like long stretches of 10 hours where nobody talks, or an article that I just read recently. It was a past issue of Reader's Digest of a guy that went and took the Camino in Spain, and he walked for what amounted to be about 2 months leading up to his 50th birthday. He took a vow of silence. It's a really interesting article. But I don't look at quiet in that way. That certainly worked for him, and he had a huge breakthrough. I'm just thinking about it like during the day. What are the pockets of time that are available to me during the day, and how do I use them to my advantage? What I'm going to talk about this week is the power of the pause. Like, where can I find power in these momentary pockets of quiet that I can really embrace? And when you think about that, my line is a little goes a long way, because the subtitle of Quiet Works is making silence the secret ingredient of the workday. And it's an ingredient. If you think about ingredients, it's a little bit. You don't throw a ton of salt or pepper. You throw a little bit. Yeah, you dash it into the day, and quiet's the same way. When you do that, it really makes a big impact. And it helps me slow down and find moments where I can slow down and really avoid this temptation of like my day is just a blur. And the way people collaborate and communicate inside that environment is far from thoughtful. It's just, it's chaos theory, as one of my coworkers calls it. It's just chaos theory. It's just, everything is just up for grabs. And I don't even know what I'm saying and what's happening. So what I want to do in this podcast today is to encourage you to be the master of the momentary pause. And I'm going to do this by focusing on five very, very specific moments. And they're related, but they're not necessarily in any type of an order. But I just want you to think of this is like there are different moments that I can do this. And I'm sure my list is not comprehensive, but it's five different moments that I've kind of isolated for you to think about where I can take a momentary pause, these little quick quiet moments, and really make them work for me. And I want you to think about these kind of considerations when you think about these pauses. Let's just think about them for like 3 to 5 seconds. No more. 3 seconds, 5 seconds, just three to 5 seconds. That you can wait it out for 3 seconds to 5 seconds. You can be calm. You can be quiet for just 3 to 5 seconds. Let's let that be the first consideration. And being deliberate in that way. Like, I'm going to take 3 seconds up to 5 seconds to be deliberate in the pause and using that momentary quiet to be calm, collected, to be deliberate in that way and be decisive. Like, I choose to do that. These momentary pauses, I choose to do them without being weird. It's just being really thoughtful, being decisive, being deliberate in 3 to 5 seconds. So use that as kind of a backdrop of how I'm going to talk about this during the day. And I want you to imagine like you're doing this during a really busy day. Let's not think of it like a slow day where there's not a lot going on. Think of it like you've got deadlines and you've got, you know, maybe a bit of anxiety and you've got worry and concern and you got a pre-full calendar and there's not a lot of breathing room here and you got a lot going on. Like this, think of it in the context of a day that's a busy day. Like when you come home from work at the end of the day and somebody would ask you how was work today, you're like, it was crazy. It was a lot going on. That how I can use these momentary pauses within that day. So the first, I'm going to go through this list of five. I'm going to start with how we greet someone or how we meet somebody. Let's say we meet somebody the first time and the person's like, hi, nice to meet you. Your name is, and then you exchange names. Now, I don't know about you, but in that moment, this is just, I'm just admitting this. I'm terrible about this. Like I meet people and they're saying their name. And as soon as it's coming out of their mouth, I'm forgetting it. Like I'm not even hearing it. And I've forgotten. I'll just give you a quick story about this because it's actually pretty funny. My son has a friend and his mom brought him over to hang out. And as she was saying her name, I was forgetting it. Like I didn't even hear what her name was. This was embarrassing because we're texting back and forth. And now I'm communicating through, you know, two young boys about like, okay, what's your mom's name? So a couple weeks later, they're going to hang out again. And I'm like, what is her name? And my son doesn't remember. I don't remember. So now I'm like, ask your friend. So he texts his friend and he comes back and says, her name is Linda. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm thinking her name's not Linda, but he's like, that's what my friend said. So sure enough, she pulls up to drop off her son. And I'm like, and I texted her saying, Linda, I'd like to get, you know, our kids together to hang out. And she pulls up in front to drop off her son. And I'm like, is your name Linda? And she looks at me and she goes, no, it's Leslie. And I looked at my son like, how did you guys screw that exchange up? And maybe it was voice dictation or he read it the wrong way, but it was just kind of awkward moment. So when you meet somebody, take 3 seconds to hear their name, 5 seconds, whatever it takes, just momentary pause when you greet somebody and then you say their name back. And in this case, now I know her name is Leslie, not Linda. When she picked up, you know, her son later on that afternoon, I said her name slowly, deliberately when I was, you know, greeting her, when I was saying goodbye, whatever. So that's one moment to use a momentary pause is when you greet somebody. The second moment, I'm just, again, this list is in no particular order, is when I'm in kind of action mode and you're going from activity to activity, you're multitasking, you're jumping around, and it's noisy. So you can read the book Noise if you haven't. It talks a lot about this dynamic. There's a lot of stuff going on my mind. And the question is, what do I do next? I want to encourage you, and I'm going to do this myself, to take a pause of 3 to 5 seconds and stop and say, what am I going to do next? Versus just skipping that and just jumping to the next thing, the next thought, impulsively kind of jumping around. What do I do next? And think about that. Be deliberate. Be decisive. No, I'm not going to do that next. I'm not going to grab my phone and check email. I'm going to stop and I'm going to look at my to-dos, what I need to do next. Or I'm going to be deliberate. That's what I feel like doing, but this is what I need to do. So that's a moment to pause, to be decisive. I'm choosing to stop, to think, and to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do next. Versus just doing it impulsively. Because noise would have us do those things very impulsively, very, very thoughtlessly and very quickly. The next one on the list is, what do I say first? Like, when I'm in a meeting, I'm in a conversation. This is actually, to go back to the LinkedIn newsletter, my last episode, which is titled, An Unusable Showerhead Must Be Fixed Now. The point of that newsletter was speak in headlines. That was a headline from an exercise we did in one of our courses. And I wrote a whole newsletter about the importance of saying the bottom line up front, saying the most important thing first. That's a moment to pause. Maybe I haven't thought about the most important thing. Maybe I don't have a headline. Maybe I'm just going to blurt out something thoughtlessly. Stop and pause. Be quiet. Be calm. And think, what am I going to say first? And not have it be just a thought, a word, a string of words that came out of your mouth without you even thinking about it. Okay. The last two are kind of related because they were both inspired by this Instagram reel. What I'd like to do right now is to play it for you because I don't want to even paragraph. I just want to paraphrase it. I just want you to listen to it. Here goes.
Nobody can make me say anything that I don't want to say. And I have the ability to not react if I so choose.
Probably the number one lesson I took away from working with attorneys for all those years was that phrase, there's power in the pause. And the person who speaks last loses. Yeah. And it was this, like, I don't have to say anything right now.
And once you get the hang of it,
changes everything.
Oh man, it is a game changer in your life.
That's it. It's like these two guys are saying, and I get it, I'll put this in the show notes, but it's a game changer. The two different things. One is I don't have to respond if I choose not to. If I react to something, let's say something happens or somebody says something, I don't have to react. I can choose not to react at all. I can react differently, certainly, but I don't have to react. I don't have to get mad. I don't have to blurt out something. I don't have to respond. I can choose not to respond. It's what the first guy said. The second guy said was different, but was super interesting too, is there's power in the pause, which is this exchange inspired the podcast, but you know, who has the last word? Am I the person who has the last word? I can pause and choose not to have the last word. In a legal setting, I'm sure at that law firm, that was a really powerful thing for that person not to say the last thing. But maybe we're always less powerful because we're saying the last thing. Maybe we think we're having power, but it makes us lose our power. So those are five moments. How am I pausing when I'm greeting somebody? How am I pausing for what I'm going to do next? How am I pausing with what I'm going to say first? How am I pausing with my response? And how am I pausing to see if I let somebody else have the last word? So there you have it. There's real power in a pause. Just saying.